a good footballer does not kick the ball to the spot where his teammate is standing. He kicks the ball to the spot where his teammate will be when the ball reaches. So we can't afford to look at the situation as is alone. Of course, it is important that we observe our environment. But we also need to have in mind the position that things are likely to be in the near future. And based on that, we should invest our time and our energies in activities that will ensure that by the time we get to this future, we would have created the resources we need to complement whatever reduction in the costs of what we need then. I have learned a lot from the organizers of this program. You can see that the people behind Durban Sings are people that are not daunted by anything that can be called impediments. They just go ahead and do what they want to do. We have a saying in my culture, again, and we say, when you do things like this, they say the thing is running on blood. That you are running the program on your blood. That is because all the resources that could have come in to make it easy are not there. But as long as you still have your breath, you continue to invest everything you have into it. So at the first point, that is what I'm going to advise our youth. The attitude that our youth will have is the attitude of not allowing anything to stop them. Because some of the impediments that you have are deliberate. They are deliberate impediments. There are power structures. There are interest structures that know they can use these impediments to catch you. So if you then allow yourself to be caught by that, then even if it becomes affordable later on, if you have not done the things you need to do now, it will just become affordable. You will not have what it takes to be able to take advantage of it. That is at one level. At the other level, I know this country to be a country that has thrived on engaging situations. This country is not one that looks at a situation and says, we hope things will become better. No, they engage it. All the activism of the period of apartheid, which we in Nigeria heard about and became issues for which we admired the never say die spirit of these people. And I will enjoin the youth of South Africa to take the position that the struggle is not over, that you still need to contend with other forces, with other interests, for the youth of South Africa to demand a space in the policy processes of this country, such that your issues can be part of the agenda.